ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special meeting in Jefferson County Commissioner's Court. We're opening at 1:10 PM on Friday, October 4th, 2015. Begin today with the invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner.
If your mind would please bow your heads. Lord, we come asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, not just this court, given every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you please put your loving arms around each of the families that had flood waters that was affected, and all of our employees that was affected. Lord, we ask that you keep your loving arms around those military families that have loved ones away fighting for our democracy. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider approved specifications for special qualifications for professional engineering and architectural services for Crossville Farm and Home Repair for Ben J. Rogers Visitor Center pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider approved specifications for request for qualification for professional engineering and architectural services for tropical storm and elder repairs for Ford Park Complex pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code of County Purchasing Act and 2 CFR Section 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve execute receiving file job order contract with Bob Glass Building Service for the exterior painting for the Beaumont Adult Probation Building in the amount of $31,853 in accordance with the buy board contract. Item D is consider and approve the discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code section 262.024878 for items that can be obtained from only one source for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyright, secret processes, or monopoly for annual maintenance services for the accounting financial system with Superior LLC, a central square company, in the amount of $55,409.27. Do I have a motion on both items under purchasing?
Moved.
Second. It's moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge.
Go ahead.
Question. Yeah, the action that we took yesterday, what is the, refresh my memory on the difference between the RFQ and what we did yesterday? I know the RFQ is going out for qualifications, but the difference in what we did.
Yesterday we did, you approved to do some emergency permanent repairs just to get Ford Park up and running for the events that are going to be held in October and November.
That was on Wednesday.
It was
for Ford Park because of their finance doing a job order contract as opposed to a request for qualification, because in order to be eligible for FEMA reimbursement, most of the time we have to file a 200 CFR.
This is going a little step further.
Right? Making sure we're doing it in accordance with their.
Right, this will be the remainder of the repairs that have been excluded from what you approved on Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. Question would be add on to that question would be we haven't been declared a disaster by Washington yet. Does it affect us in any way with doing this here if we are declared?
This prepares us for that.
It prepares us for it.
Yes, this covers us. So if we are declared, the FEMA, the federal regulations are followed.
And we'll receive an opportunity for reimbursement,
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir.
Now the other, where we stand with the other?
We'll plead our case with FEMA if we're declared.
And Patrick is in with the FEMA people that are doing the damage assessments and checking what we estimated being the public assistance to meet the threshold for the state.
Basically, FEMA required an RFQ.
Yes, sir.
That's
with all their guidelines included, and that's why it's stated the way it is on the agenda.
And Judge, the other thing, I guess with this FEMA thing is, it's evidently quite a bit of difference have occurred because we're moving a little slower, aren't we?
On the declaration?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no doubt in Harvey because of how widespread it was that the state threshold had been met. But that's the reason we were sending our damage assessment teams out to all the homes to make sure we met the threshold. We've now met the threshold. And they're just, FEMA's just doing their auditing work to make sure we did it right. And then they'll transmit that to Office of Management and Budget. So I'm sure it's going to tell the president that it's appropriate under the circumstances. I hope that they're talking about it this weekend. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 4, I made it to consider proper approve Ryan Thomas Warhol as a part-time deputy constable of Constable Precinct 4 in accordance with local government code section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that?
So
moved. Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Under County Commissioners, skip over auditing for just a minute. A is consider proper approve resolution to extend the disaster declaration for Tropical Storm Melba pursuant to Section 418.108B of the Government Code. And B is consider proper approve and authorize County Judge to execute Polaris Product Loan Agreement between Jefferson County Emergency Management and Polaris Industries Inc. for the use of three 2020 Ranger 1000 EPS vehicles as a donation for use in our recovery efforts. Pursuant to Section 81.032 of the Local Government Code. And item C is to receive and file approval for temporary debris removal site from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality at Fort Park DMS. The motion on those items under County Commission.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Auditor, we'll take item A individually. Item A is consider approved fiscal year 2020 budget amendment from district attorney to provide two additional courthouses in Lewis County provided vehicle effective October 7th, 2019. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
I'll second it for discussion. I want to come up.
Your Honor, I think we really do need two additional car allowances, which will save the county money. It is a cost saver for you. Mo, who is dressed up in his work clothes today, he's been flooded 2 years back to back. Apparently, he's having a hard time with the insurance adjusters. If we have to give him another county car, we don't know what the future's going to hold. There's a good chance that he could be flooded again and the county would be at all the money again. If we give him a car allowance, he can claim it on his insurance and he can use his car to go to and from work and do everything he needs to do. And Mo is a mover and shaker. He's all over everything. The county allowance would be wonderful for him. Our other investigator doesn't live in the county and he's problem for him having a county car because he has to park, you know, it's a real problem for him. And I think it would save the county money because that car can be given to someone else in law enforcement. It has all the lights, it has everything it needs. It just needs to find someone to drive it. And the county literally will save money by giving these two individuals a car allowance.
Go ahead.
I had asked you earlier, what is the offset in the cost in doing an allowance versus, not only that, the reimbursement from FEMA on the vehicles that were flooded? What's the offset in the car allowance versus giving them cars?
You're looking at probably about almost $10,000 a year for the car allowance.
$10 more, $10,000 more.
Well, that's the annual cost. once you add benefits for per car allowance, and then whereas a car, you have that initial purchase, $25,000-$30,000 in that initial purchase for the life of the asset. Plus the debt.
For a $500 a month car allowance, you're gonna add the benefits to it. But I calculated when Patrick and I were talking about it, I talked about it being $6,000 a year.
Well, plus then you add the benefit, because it's five, their car allowance is $575 a month.
Oh, I thought it was $500.
And that's, we went with the one that's, I think it's $575.
Right, and also, we pray for all the employees, but I just can't see giving an allowance that's going to cost us more. You wreck the cars, the county's car, I can't support it. I'm just saying that all up front. Thank you.
How many of your investigators have car allowances right now?
I don't know exactly. How many investigators have car allowances? Do you know?
Two.
Two of them?
Yes.
Why do they have car allowances?
I guess they've been there for longest.
So the vehicle that is in question, that's open vehicle right now, that someone's driving, how many miles are on that vehicle? What condition is it in?
2 months old. There's only 300 miles. It's 2 months old, but it only has 300 miles on it.
Okay. And so what you're saying is that would go to somebody else, and then this other person would also have a car allowance, and then a car allowance for Mofino.
Yeah, we're asking for Mofino to have one.
Did his car, did his county, well, did your county car flood last time too?
No, almost barely. I think when Patrick and I were talking about it, we did a shorthand. It seemed to me like, how many miles a year are you driving on? A lot.
I drive more than most, you said.
Why don't you come up here and still?
I guess my concern when I was thinking about it was that you were going to lose money, because you drive so much, that car allowance is not going to cover what you'd ordinarily get paid per mile. How much you drive. The other thing I was worried about was whether or not, and I haven't had time to finish researching it, but whether or not you could legally put lights on a private down passenger car.
Yeah, I put lights on private.
So, I mean, obviously, I think, you know, to me, I mean, you know, it makes me no difference, truly, me personally, whether an investigator has a car allowance or a county vehicle. However, I would encourage Judge, y'all would look at whether or not that is the best course, because I know Mo Gibson, he's in a lot of stuff, and so does a county car serve him better in his capacity, or a car allowance? That's my concern, is that his duties, will that prohibit him? Does it make sense?
Well, Mo understands that he can't put lights on it if he has a car allowance. He understands. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're supposed to have a car with lights on anyway, because we're not a first responder. The cars in the gates have lights on. It's expensive. I don't think it's needed. Our liability, if they use the lights, it creates liability for our office. So we don't want a car with lights on it. We want our cars not to have lights. That's why these cars would be better served by law enforcement officers that need the lights and would use the lights. Now, Mo understands that, you know, he goes a lot of places and he does a lot of things. And he has personally asked me if he could have a car allowance instead of having another car. And I think I'd like to go with Mo's wishes. And Greg, you know, he lives out of county, so he can't take his car home. He, he has to park it someplace and come get it during, and because of that, it's really inconvenience for him. And we would, I'd really appreciate if the court would give serious consideration given both of these individuals a car loan.
And definitely hear your point, but what ends up happening, and I would have to defer to the county attorney and auditing of the policy, but once you accept the car allowance, you can't take the car allowance and then come and get in a county vehicle and drive it all around while you're receiving the car. So I guess that's why I think the judge alluded to that. Does this best serve Mo in his capacity? Because he drives around a lot and he's in police type situations. I'm concerned that, because I kind of judge, I think y'all do have to have, I mean, y'all's capacity as peace officers, you got to have lights on your cars to your DA investigators. They're involved in the murder investigations and things like that. So,
well, Kathleen tells me that we can't have them and create a liability for our office.
Really?
So, if she says that, I have to believe it.
By statute, the investigators of the DA's office are it's specific who can have lights.
It's not a first. They're not first responders.
Even if they're peace officers.
Even if they're peace officers, we've even called TDCAA, and they also confirmed that that is.
Really? This is news to me.
And my deal is, we've had court four times this week. I drive in Port Arthur, I've been in Hampshire, I use my own, I get a car allowance. You know, I signed up for the job, I knew what the car allowance was. I bought a 2018 after Harvey because my vehicle flooded. I have 62,000 miles on it. I bought it in November of 2018, so really just a year and a half old almost. 2 years old, and I got 62,000 miles on it. That's my choice, because I don't want to violate anything by driving a county vehicle around and taking the car. And they say I can, but I choose not to, because, and I'm everywhere in Jefferson County. I mean, I've been here four times this week.
Well, as far as what would be best for Mo, I would rather Mo address you and tell you that instead of me. I mean, it's my understanding. He would like to have a car allowance. It would make his life simpler and easier. And for him, I would like for him to have a car allowance.
We're missing the commissioner, so we're not going to break a tie today. So what I'm going to ask Fran and all of you to do is go back and compare these costs, the average annual cost associated with our ownership and the average annual or the number of years, amortize that over the number of years that a vehicle of this nature is in the fleet based on the information you get from Joe. And let's compare the costs. If they're close, I don't care if he gets car allowance or a car. I don't think he's going to like having a car allowance. I don't think he's going to like what that cost him out of pocket.
You know, I try to do what my employees want. And he wants a car allowance. I'd like to have him, for him to have a car allowance. Same with Craig. I'd like to both of them have a car allowance. And I think you're going to find out when you try to put the miles that he puts on a car, you're going to find out you're going to save a whole lot of money by having a car allowance for him than you would actually have to buy a new car. And if he's in a situation where it almost flooded last time, it flooded this time, if the county's going to have to, and he tells me he can't move because he's upside down in his house.
So Mr. DA, we hear you, but right now we need to make sure we get the numbers to make sure that everything rolls out just right. And that's because I can tell you now, I don't have enough on it. And right now, I would not be leaning to go with it. I'll just be straight forward and tell you just like it is.
Also, Judge, we have several employees. Jenny Vogel was a deputy constable. They lived in Hardin County, and she had to leave her car at the county line. I mean, we have several employees that do that. Law enforcement officers. Brad Lowe used to drive. He lived in Humboldt. He would leave his car in China. So, I mean, you know, that's not a good argument, because now we can, and some of these guys respond in their personal calls to crime scenes sometimes. So, I'm going to be honest with you, that may open up a can of worms.
Is there anything that would limit our liability or put us in line with, if he has to respond to a scene, which I know he does, all investigators have to respond to scenes in his personal vehicle?
What do you mean? I mean, he would be covered by his insurance, and law enforcement would be covered by our minimal policy of the $30,000.
And he'd still be covered by
Texas Courts Claim, yeah.
Can we also put a policy on car allowances too? The policy we have on car allowances?
We'll get those numbers and we'll put it back on the next one.
So we're tabling it?
Well, we'll go to the next one.
Let's wait and let them get their information, just like I said.
Thank you all. I appreciate any consideration you'll give us to help our employees.
I don't have a problem with that. I just think that he's going to regret it. But he's a big boy. He can make those decisions.
Okay.
All right. Item B is received by resolution for 2020 Indigent Defense Formula Grant Application. Item C is regular accounts bills. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Offer.
Yes.
Second by Commissioner Sinabella. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Aye. That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the board wishes to bring to attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, there's one thing. I was reading an email that kind of, it was dealing with the, Neches River Basin, and they were talking about the Neches River Basin, and I wanted to ask a question to Steve, if you don't mind, could you check on this and see when the last time there was a complete study with all of these drainage districts to find a complete study of drainage for all counties?
Yes, sir, I'll check into it.
Please do.
We had a meeting a week and a half ago that Representative Phelan and I hosted down at the airport with Commissioner Weaver. And we brought in DD7, DD6, LNBA, and County Judge from Hardin and County. And we're having another one on
October 23rd
at regional planning with all the counties. And this new Senate Bill 7 legislation that Representative Phelan passed for drainage projects is going to be, I mean, they're pretty clear in the legislation that we're not going to spend this money on localized projects. We're going to be looking at science, we're going to be looking at river basins, and we're going to want to make sure that different counties within those basins don't dump water on each other by doing individual projects that aren't part of a complete package to address drainage and flooding. And I've met several times with Dr. Nance from DD6, and Mr. Weaver and I have met several times with Phil Kelly from DD7, you know, just looking at the areas that flooded, trying to identify new projects. So Commissioner Weaver's gone out and worked with engineering to identify some land for drainage ditches out on the city of Inglewood property that will help Central Gardens and Spurlock road drainages. He's also looked working with Phil on the Trogar Gully drainage that hits the other side of the Nederland and impacts all of the South County cities and mid-county cities. And so I've also met with
TxDOT.
Yeah, TxDOT, but we're also going to have to alter some of the TxDOT drainages down there in Nederland and Fort Officer to open them up. And we'll be meeting with TxDOT next week about raising the Road Air Gully Bridge outside the lock on 365 to allow more water to pass through there. And there's, I met with a company that does grant applications just to discuss and have initial discussions, because they're fixing to have $420 million. In past years, it was $20 million that was competing for nationally for mitigation funding. This year, $420 million, and its application is going to open up next week. And we want to have a bunch of our drainage projects in those applications. It goes through January 15th. Yes. So we're trying, working with the drainage district, try to identify as many things on their wish list. Like, you know, we've already given off our CDBGDR money to help south part of Beaumont.
But that's what's concerning me. My concern is, we listen to what they say, but when have we had a study that we can defend? Because I'm just going to be honest. Those areas that was hit this time, all in my precinct, that's inner city and outer city, Commissioner Wheeler and I, and I'm looking at it saying, okay, I'm listening to what they said in the past, but give me some educated farmers that can benefit us. And that's why I'm asking that question.
And I would probably be coming back to the commissioner's court with Florida Representative Phelan asking us to do is to form this multi-county, multi-drainage district LNBA group, is to begin to do the request for qualifications and probably ask each county and city based on their population to contribute to funding those initial studies that will help us identify how to make them all work together. Because, I mean, we've got a strange county. If you look, I mean, I always assume that Fort Natchez is drained to the Natchez River. It does. At Fort Natchez Park, where the Wheelhouse Restaurant is, but you go right across the street to City Hall, all that drains to the west to Taylor's Bottom. Neyland drains to the Road Ergo at Taylor's Bottom. Fort Arthur drains to Taylor's Bottom. So you got a lot of water over a big section. And then you've got all that water's going to Taylor's Bottom, all the north and west parts of the county, including parts of Liberty's County water, coming down and going into the Taylor's Bottom
water. Right, and Judge, as far as, you know, at one time we discussed trying to get the state to lower the LMI requirements or readjust the LMI. That's the, on flood mitigation, I think that's the diamond that we can use, because it impacts poor people, yeah, rich people, it impacts everybody. So if we're still trying to change, lower the LMI requirements and different things, that's the adjustment that, well, flood mitigation, we can use that money that will impact Jasper, West End Beaumont, as well as the four centers of our community. And it would create a fight between different cities and entities. Also, I've also spoke with the city's Port Arthur, and I think Commissioner Wheeler, I don't know if you have, Commissioner Adler. When they're issuing these permits, we built new schools, we built bigger units, we poured more concrete in Port Arthur than God knows where. Houston has the same problem. That's going to have to be, as Commissioner Apple said, some type of study where permitting, when these contractors come in and do this work, they got to be a detention, whatever, on to stop that water from going directly into our drainage systems, because we hadn't done a new drainage system, but we built a lot of concrete.
Yeah.
So I mean that, and Commissioner Weaver, I love you, and I want to let you know when you speak about me, we on the water rolls downhill. So I like to be in that conversation, because I'm a vote against it.
Yeah. So let me shed some light on this. So a lot of people don't understand; they truly don't. And if you live north of Canal Street in Nederland, you're on the gravity flow system. And that system flows into Road Air Gully. And that system is located on Highway 69 and crosses under Highway 69 near Parkway Village, Trailer Park, and the Country Home and Ranch store. So it goes underneath there, goes around back behind Lakes of Nederland, goes around back behind Warwick's Garden Road, goes underneath Westport Alpha Road and the railroad track there, and then meanders through the pasture and goes underneath the old flat bridge. I call it the old flat bridge on 365. And then it goes all the way out to what they call the Joint Outfall Canal, which is located on Highway 73. So that water is definitely not impacting you south because it goes into road area.
Once they close the gates.
Yeah. So the problem we have, though, I think, is we have to look at it, and I think it's time to do a hydrographic survey from the joint outfall canal at 73 all the way to Westport off the road on the road air system. And I would encourage the drainage districts to also look at the Taylor's Bio watershed and Hildebrandt Bio watershed, because these bios, and you know, they make their little dog legs and things like that. Well, you know, we've had a lot of storms and sediment builds up. I was just out on the road air yesterday in an airboat, and you can definitely see the high spots in road air. And so that causes a problem with the flow. Another thing we got to do is we got to get LMBA involved, and I've reached out to Scott Hall, because a lot of these flumes that cross the road air system are old flumes that were made back in the day. And so the cross-sectional drainage flow is probably not at the newest design level, Steve, if you know what I'm talking about. There might be a new design that LMBA can look at to get us more cross-sectional flow through there. And then the railroads. What we've seen with the railroads are is they got the old corrugated pipe underneath the railroads. Well, they need to go with squared off concrete culverts that are square that hold more volume of water. So there's a lot of entities that we got to bring into this conversation to solve the problem. The railroad, the LMBA, of course the drainage districts, but I agree with you and echo your comments about doing the overall picture. And I think Judge Brannick had a pretty good conversation with Dave Phelan and some of the drainage district managers to get something going so we look at this as a group.
Right. The Deputy Commissioner of the Texas General Land Office came in Tuesday for a public hearing on the $4.2 billion in hazard mitigation money that's going to be available this coming spring as soon as FUD approved the state rule. In that initial tranche, I gave public comments at the meeting and was, you know, I don't begrudge Harris County and Houston getting money for, but they had another set aside just like they did in Harvey in the mitigation fund, and I said that's not appropriate. I just got a call from the Deputy Commissioner right before we came into court and said there will not be a set aside for Houston. We'll all be able to compete for
that. And I hope you, that like a perfect analogies and the flow through for you, Commissioner Weed. But that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying. In my precinct, similar situation where when you come down to Pine Island, where water come down through that, it used to flood all the time. All of a sudden, it stopped flooding, and the people are coming to me and they're giving me H because they're saying we need a meeting with DV6. That's why I'm saying before they spend a dime, we need to know how this will be affected in the individual. That's where I'm coming from.
The only thing that I would add to that, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say it, what I don't want to see happen is us study this too long. And I say us, the drainage district.
Right.
These people have flooded twice in the same area. So there needs to be some immediate mitigation projects that are let out to contract. They may be small projects, but they might give some relief of things that stand out that need to be done to help. Because I don't want to see another storm hit next year and the drainage districts are still studying.
I agree.
Does that make sense?
And another thing you did was, I think, very positive. Each of us probably need to do is get on the airboat and go do that. Because I'm hearing from people that the small mitigation may be getting in there with chainsaws or getting there with those vehicles and cutting out the trees and things that's in there that we need to alleviate from stopping the water from flowing.
Well, and I will say, Drainage District 7, I spoke with Phil Kelly this morning, and he's on board to do whatever they can do. He said that they're going to be commissioning a study for the whole road air watershed area, which includes 347 from the river all the way out to the joint outfall. So I think DD7's on board, and obviously DD6 has done a lot of work, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Right.
As far as DD6, Commissioner Alford, Judge, Commissioner Arnold, I'm getting questioned in my precinct about the, what's that, the Virgin Digital?
Need more.
What does it do for the performance? And I wasn't on the court, wasn't even thinking about being on the court when that project was designed, but I think that story needs to be told. So, some of the old timers are telling me something conflicting from what I heard. I think it needs to be told.
The engineer at the drainage district would be happy to come out and talk to the group. I was at the Coldwood Neighborhood Association last night where he and I both spoke, and he explained what was going on, but the main purpose is you got all water from Liberty County coming down from the northwest, coming across, you got Fort Nation, Neyland, Port Arthur, and Groves coming over, all into the Taylor Bay watershed. That's to take some of that water off the Taylor Bay watershed before it ever gets down to Highway 73. It's a huge benefit, and it worked during the melt, but just not enough. I mean, the gates were wide open, and water was coming out of there like nobody's business.
Yeah, and the story just needs to be told. That's what, because I can't tell it, I don't even know about it.
Ultimately, we want all this water to go to Gulf of Mexico.
Exactly.
But we all share a watershed, and that watershed is over there on Taylor Bay, where Bill Grant, Taylor Bay, and Road Air come together to go underneath the bridge. So, you know, everybody's got to work together.
That's right, I agree.
Damn. We are adjourned. Thank you.
This is